AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. airstrike in Nigeria caused panic in the village near where it hit. President Trump says it targeted the Islamic State group for, in his words, viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. In Lagos, the Reverend Emmanuel Udo says he welcomed the strike.
We have been running helter-skelter because of insecurity. If other countries are coming with the help of creating stability or peace in Nigeria, why shouldn't we be supported? I'm in support of that.
But Shuaib Yusuf says
the current issue in Nigeria is not a religious crisis. It is a problem of personal kidnapping and bandits, other groups trying to destroy the country itself.
The Nigerian government says it did cooperate with the U.S. strike. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet with President Trump in Florida Sunday on proposals to end the war with Russia. In North Carolina, a man killed and two police officers hurt in a shooting during a child custody exchange. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
Men who were part of the group of Venezuelan migrants the United States government transferred earlier this year to a prison in El Salvador are demanding justice days after a federal judge in Washington ruled the Trump administration must give the group legal due process. In a press conference organized in Venezuela's capital city by the Venezuelan government, the group told reporters that they hope legal organizations can push their claims in court. On Monday, a U.S. judge ordered the U.S. government to either provide the 252 men court hearings or return them to the U.S. The men have repeatedly said that they were physically and psychologically tortured while at the notorious Salvadoran prison. Some say they have no interest in returning to the U.S., saying they do not trust the U.S. government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A prominent college football program has hired a new coach.
Michigan has agreed to a 5-year contract with Kyle Whittingham to replace fired and disgraced football coach Sherrone Moore. That's according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the move had not been announced. Whittingham announced 2 weeks ago that he would step down after 21 seasons as Utah's coach. He won a school record 177 games. Moore was fired on December 10th when the school said an investigation uncovered his inappropriate relationship with a staffer. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And in the NFL, the Las Vegas Raiders are benching star defensive end Max Crosby for Sunday's game against the New York Giants. The two teams have the league's worst records, and the top overall draft pick could be at stake. More news and the latest developments available at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.